الثاني للجبدة أمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. That it is of all the duties that we have, it is also our duty that we should command the right and forbid the wrong. We should be making that effort all the time. With regard to that, the next hadith, the fourth hadith in the chapter, أن نعمان بن بشير رضي الله تعالى عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حضرت نعمان بن بشير رضي الله تعالى عنهما narrates from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, مَثَلُ الْقَائِمِ فِي حُدُودِ اللَّهِ وَالْوَاقِعِ فِيهَا. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam gave a very inspiring, very thought-provoking example that the person who is maintaining the laws of Allah, who is observing the laws of Allah, and those who are breaking the laws of Allah, the two which are different. كَمَثَلِ قَوْمٍ إِسْتَخَمُوا عَلَى سَفِينَةٍ. It is like the example of people who boarded a ship and they drew lots to see who will be sitting on the top deck and who will be sitting at the bottom. And after that they took their places. عَلَاهَا وَبَعْضُهُمْ أَسْفَلَهَا. Some of them sat at the top and some of them at the bottom. وكان الذين في أسفلها إذا استقوا من الماء مروا على من فوقهم. And it was such that for fresh water, the people who were at the bottom, they had to go on top to go and fetch fresh water. Whenever they wanted water, they had to go on top to go and fetch water. So they thought to themselves after they went like for a few times, لَوَأَنَّا خَرَقْنَا فِي نَصِيبِنَا خَرْقًا وَلَمْ نُؤْذِي مَنْ فَوْقَنَا. If we make a hole in the ship at the bottom, and we don't have to go on top and give taklif to the people, always passing them and going in their section, so if we just make a hole at the bottom, then we can be saved, then we don't have to trouble them anymore. فَإِنْ تَرَقُوهُمْ وَمَا أَرَاجُ. So if the people of the top, if they leave them alone and say leave them as they are and they don't stop them, هَلَقُوا جَمِيعًا, all of them will be destroyed, because then water will come into the ship and the whole ship will sink and everyone will drown, all will get destroyed. وَإِنْ أَخَذُوا عَلَىٰ أَيْدِيهِمْ نَجَوْا وَنَجَوْا جَمِيعًا. And if they hold their hands, they stop them from there, then they will get saved and the people who are at the bottom will also get saved. In other words, if they do, if they command the right, they stop them from the wrong what they are doing, they will get saved and these people will also get saved. So just like that, where there is wrong carrying on in society, if the people who are not doing the wrong, and they feel just by us not doing the wrong, we are quite safe, it won't be like that. We will get influenced also, and that wrong will overtake. And when the wrong overwhelms everyone, and the whole environment becomes of evil and of wrong, then those who are on right, they also will start getting affected. Even if they protected their families, especially the children, who are prone to be influenced very easily, they will get influenced. And when that comes in the house, then how is a person going to stop it now? When the crook is in the house, now how are you going to stop him from entering? So like that, all the wrong that is happening, those who are not doing the wrong, but they should see that they stop this wrong. And they use all the different methods which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us. We should try and use all those methods in order to stop the wrong. This is a very important duty. Otherwise, where we have reached already, it is a very sad state. So may Allah give us tawfiq. In the beginning stages of Islam, it just couldn't be thought of that this duty is not being fulfilled. And everyone was conscious of it and they fulfilled it, because of which there was a wonderful community that lived and everyone observed what is right. So if we make an effort in that direction, we can again set the table straight and we can achieve what is supposed to be achieved. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq and guide us towards this very important duty, which is the duty of each and every person.